Welcome students, I am Professor Pranav Bhatia and today we'll be studying about billing and cash management. Normally what happens is when the customer has done the shopping and the billing or the checkout is the last point, it's the second last point where the customer is going to make an exit, and that touch point is very important because the whole shopping experience depend upon the how fast the checkouts were. So let's go through it, let's go and let's study about how billing and cash management happens. Cash till readiness. So what happens is normally it's a customer psychology that they would love to spend 2 hours, 3 hours while shopping, but they would expect checkouts to be very faster. You know, the checkout has to be in a way that it's smooth. They don't have to spend much time. It has to be a seamless experience. And that's why for providing that experience, the head cashier has to prepare the cash till. So the cash till is very important. Even the head cashier has a checklist, and the head cashier needs to ensure that there is enough cashers available in the during the peak time so that it gives a better experience for the customers. Coming to the cash till readiness, cash till is numbered and manned by a trained cashier overseen by a cash supervisor. So the head cashier is a person who's responsible for manning the cash tills. He needs to ensure that if there are 10 cash tills, at least 5 or 6 are operational and it's manned by a trained cashier. The head cashier ensures readiness at every till, including trained staff and essential equipment. So it's the responsibility of head cashier to keep the float ready. A float is an amount, it's normally 1000 rupees in change. The total is 1100. It depends upon corporate to corporate. There are different denomination of notes, 10, 20, 50, 100, 500, and sometimes even the earlier when there was 2000 rupees was in currency, that was the amount given. So the cashier needs to ensure that there is a bag which has the float amount, which has stapler, pen, there's a sheet for writing the transaction number. So all these bags are ready, and the head cashier needs to have a roster. So morning when the store opens, there are normally the lady staff who are cashiers, and when they leave around 8 o'clock, when the shift gets over, the head cashier needs to ensure that there are male cashiers available who will be doing billing by 10 p.m. or whenever the store closes. So the head cashier needs to ensure all these bags are kept ready. He also needs to cross check whether the POS tills, the computers, the machine, the billing machines are working. In case if there's an issue, he needs to get in touch with the IT guy, IT person, and ensure that the machines are up and running and they are working when the customer comes for billing. Before the start of the day, cashier ensures the POS machine is working and all promotions are loaded. So even the head cashier also takes the round with the store manager during the store opening. They cross-check all the machines and they also verify whether all the promotions are available in the system. So in case if there is a particular product which is on a buy one get one, the head cashier will do a random bill. He'll not make a bill, he'll do a test billing. He will check whether the promotion is loaded, whether the scheme is working or not. So that's the responsibility of the head cashier. A checklist ensures that all necessary items are present at every till, from stationary to EDC machines. So the head cashier also checks whether if the cashier needs a stapler, because normally if a customer is paying by a credit card or a debit card, there is a slip which is generated and the cashier is expected to staple that slip with the bill. So he also needs to ensure that the bag, the head cashier, when he issues the float and the bag, has all the necessary stationery. They also check whether the EDC machines, where the card swiping machines are, it's also working and it's up and running. Regular maintenance checks are conducted to ensure smooth operations throughout the day. So the head cashier also needs to do regular maintenance work to check that the cashiering process is smooth and it gives a better experience to the customer. Cashiers undergo regular training sessions to stay updated on the latest procedures and technologies. So what happens during, sometimes if there are promotions, there is team briefing which is happening. The store manager along with the head cashier also reiterate the promotions to the staff as well as to the cashiers as well. So the cashiers at any given point of time should be aware of the schemes going. They are updated with these latest procedures and technologies to ensure that when a customer buys a product which is on promotion, they know what the scheme is going on. They need to know which keyboards need to press, what offer needs to be punched, so that the billing is faster. Managing cash tills. So cash counters represent maximum customer interaction in retail store, emphasizing the need for efficiency. So normally there is in different corporates, they also check the billing timing, how efficient is the cashier is and what is the time taken for to generate a bill. So there is a contest also which happens, and the cashier who's faster and who's very efficient, they are also rewarded. So as in store there are employee of the month, similarly even the cashiers are rewarded if they are doing more number of bills with and they are following the SOP. So normally the store SOP says the cashier needs to smile, have an eye contact with the customer, ask whether the and start scanning the product. Then once the scanning is done, the cashier is supposed to ask the customer whether he or she would like to pay by cash, credit card, or they would like to opt for UPI payment. So all these transactions need to be finished in within a span of time. Every corporate has different timelines or turnaround time for the cashiers to finish the billing. So similarly, even the cashiers are given targets of upselling. They need to ask in case if there is certain impulse product lying over there and they would like to buy. So even the cashiers have a target, and therefore to check the efficiency, there's a contest or there is a prize or motivational incentive is also given if the cashier is efficient and finishes more number of bills in a lesser period of time. So coming back, cashiers greet the customers, they scan the merchandise and accept the various form of payment. Cashiers ensure accuracy in scanning and payment processing, maintaining professionalism and adherence to store policies. Now, if you the cashier plays a major role in a stock. The cashier plays a very important role with regards to the stock maintenance as well, because if the cashier doesn't scan properly, or if there are two different variants, maybe if there is Lay's tomato flavor and there is Lay's plain salted, and if he scans Lay's tomato twice, then it will create an issue while stock verification as well. So the cashier needs to maintain accuracy while scanning. He or she has to scan each and every product so that the stock is in line in place, and they have to follow professionalism and adhere to the store policy. So at any given front time, so at any given point of time, the cashier needs to have an eye contact, greet the customer, smile, follow the SOPs, and ensure they say thanks while the billing is done. Certain stores follow policy of giving the invoice bill with the hand with two hands. So if the SOP says that, the cashier needs to follow that. The cashier also needs to ensure that if there's a bagger who's the person standing behind the cashier, he's packing the bags properly, all the heavy merchandise is kept down, the light merchandise is kept on top, number of bags are counted, and it's mentioned on the bill as well. So all these SOP needs to be followed to the core. Cashier is responsible for providing prompt service, shortening waiting time, and ensuring customer satisfaction. So as I said earlier, the customer psychology is they would spend 2 hours in the store browsing, shopping. But when it comes to the checkouts, they want a faster checkout. They want billing to be happen within a span of 1 to 5 minutes. And that's where the expectation increases. So the head cashier needs to ensure that he or she is fast enough to scan the merchandise, ask for the payment, really take the payment, do the packing, the bagger does the packing, and definitely the customer moves out. So the major interaction happens at the cash till. Supervisors conduct regular audits to ensure compliance with cash handling procedures and security protocols. So what happens is there are sometimes in certain stores there are supervisor and team leaders between the cashier and the head cashier. So certain floor supervisors or the cash till supervisors, they conduct regular audit and they check whether the cash handling procedures are being followed or not. Emergency protocols are in place to handle any technical or operational issues that may arise during peak hours. So what happens normally, the billing is done on electronically, and there is a printed bill which is generated. In case of any system failure, there is always a manual bill book which is available with the cashiers, and in case there is the POS machine is not working or there's a technical issue, the cashier is expected to remove the manual bill book and start issuing manual bills. And once the system is up and running, there is a turnover time where the cashier or the head cashier needs to make online bill as well. So all those manual bills need to be punched in the system at the end of the day in case the issue is resolved on the same day itself. So all these emergency protocols are handled and there is head cashier and there is supervisors who are assigned to handle such emergencies during peak hours. There are certain guidelines which the cashier needs to follow. So cashier must maintain a cheerful demeanor and greet customers promptly. So as per the different organizations or corporates SOP, they need to greet, they need to smile. That is, there is no deviation at all. They have to do it. They have to do it. There's no options for available for them. Proper scanning and processes of payments are essential for accurate billing. So as I give an example of lays, so in case if there are customers bought two different variants, one is tomato and one is plain salted, and if he scans lays tomato twice, it will create issues in the stock management as well. So proper scanning is a must. Cashiers ensure a smooth flow of customers by opening additional tills when needed. So normally cashiers are aware if there is a traffic, heavy traffic available of the customers who are waiting for billing. There are supervisors also available. Sometimes the supervisors or sometimes the team leader or the cashier, they inform the head cashier and ensure that in case there is a flow, heavy flow of customers for billing, then the additional tills need to open so that the queues are managed and there's a faster billing. Customer engagement and assistance are prioritized to enhance the shopping experience. So moment the cashiers or supervisor informs head cashier the number of customers are more, they open more tills, what happens is the billing is prioritized, there are faster checkouts, there are less irate customers, and when there are happy customers, they definitely come back and they, with the word of mouth publicity, they bring more customers as well. Cashiers receive ongoing feedback and coaching continually improve their skills and service delivery. So in certain stores, there are feedback forms kept, there are there are pads available, there are points where the customer is asked to give feedback with regards to the cashier's performance. So definitely this is one type of feedback which is always taken, and this feedback is shared with the cashiers as well. So there is a constant learning and constant coaching which is happening. As I said earlier, there are certain stores who see the cashier's billing time as well. And if a cashier is not up to the mark, the constant feedback and coaching is given and they are pushed towards the efficiency. They are told that yes, they need to reach, in case if one cashier is taking approximately 5 minutes for one bill, then he is coached, he is given a feedback, and he is pushed towards doing a billing within 2 minutes or 3 minutes. So that is with regards to the training and the coaching part. There are always a scope of improvement and which head cashiers push them to do a faster billing with accuracy. Cross-training initiatives are implemented to ensure flexibility and efficiency during staff shortages or busy periods. So what happens is in certain stores, certain staff are also cross-trained and they are also trained on the billing part as well. So in case if there's a festival and there is a paucity of staff, sometimes there is a weather conditions are not good, the staff are absent. In those times, certain floor staff are picked during the from the floor and they are asked to do billing. So that also ensures that there are faster checkouts, less irate customers, resulting into smooth flow of the traffic of the customers within the store. Cashier bad practices, cashiers handle transactions with professionalism and efficiency, avoiding unnecessary delays. So the trained cashier is aware of the timelines, the turnaround time, how he or she needs to scan, the bagger will do the packing, or in case the bagger is not available, they quickly do the packing and they ensure that the queue at the cash tills is not bigger, it's manageable, so that there are no irate customers. Non-verbal cues are used to request supervisor intervention, maintaining a calm and respectful environment. So, as I said earlier, that in case the number of customers are more for billing, the cashier or the person bagger, they might request supervisor. They will not speak, but they might use a sign language or non-verbal. They will give a signal to open a more queue or open more cash tills. That signal is given, and then the supervisor or the team leader will go to the head cashier. They will ensure that they might get a staff from the floor, or they might open more cache tails. So non-verbal cues are used. Maybe they use some symbol or some sign language to they do a signal and ensure that more number of tails are open, ensuring faster checkouts. Cashiers handle cash and cards with both hands, ensuring courteous and polite interaction. So as I said, in certain organizations, there is an SOP where the cash or the card is given with both hands. So this is the action. This is how the card is given to the customer. Or with both hands, what they do is they keep all the chain, 100, 50, 20, 10, and the coins, and they hand over the cash with two hands. So that's the SOP in certain companies follows, and the cashier is expected to follow those SOP. Certain actions, these actions are considered polite and it's very courteous, and they need to follow this at any given point of time. Cashier back practices, transactions are concluded with a thank you, leaving a positive impression on customers. So when the billing is done, the cashier is expected to say thanks, thank you. So that's a bare minimum. Again, it's a part of SOP and they have to follow it. Cashiers actively seek opportunities to upsell or cross-sell product, contributing to increased revenue generation. So as I said, even the cashiers are a part of team briefing. And when a store gets a specific target of increasing the average bill value or to increase the average basket size, there's a target given to cashiers as well. And they are also, so normally most of the certain low value products are kept near the impulse, near the cash till, which are for impulse buying. So normally a 5 rupees or a 10 rupees chips packet is kept over there, or certain chocolate or Cadbury is given over there. And the cashiers are actively given target to upsell and cross sell this product so that there's an additional revenue which is generated. Continuous monitoring of customer feedback helps identify areas of improvement and excellence in service delivery. So I have said earlier that there is head cashier who checks the billing amount, the billing time of each cashiers, and they ensure that the billing is faster, you know, less than 2 or 3 minutes. So to ensure that there is improvement and excellence in the service delivery. Customer interaction. Cashier prioritize customer satisfaction by minimizing waiting times and providing efficient services. So every cashier is expected to do a faster billing. They need to upscale. They need to ensure that they are fast in scanning. They are fast in the interaction. They do upselling, cross-selling. They say thanks and they ensure that the queue is reduced. There are less number of customers. Normally what happens in case if there are lot big queues available, if the head cashier is not proactive, the cashier is also not informing, or the supervisor is also not informing about the longer queues, there are chances where the customer drops the merchandise and they leave. So here this is a very important point where the cashiers ensure that there is no loss of sale. Effective communication skills are employed to address customer queries and concerns promptly. So as I said during the team briefing, also the cashiers need to know each and every promotion so that in case if the customer missed out a question while talking to the salesperson and they raise a query during billing, the cashier is also equipped enough and they know about the promotion and the skills to address that queries promptly. So what happens, the customers can still close the deal, they still wants to buy, and the sale is closed. So therefore, effective communication is a must. The cashier should also know about the offers, the promotion, and they also need to have knowledge of the product so that all queries are resolved promptly. Cashiers maintain a friendly and approachable demeanor, fostering a positive shopping experience. So the cashier is supposed to be polite. They are expected to be polite, and they need to maintain a friendly and approachable so that at any given point of time, if a customer needs help, they don't shy away. They just reach to the cashier, ask their query, get their doubts cleared, and they can have a better shopping experience. Customer feedback is actively solicited and valued to drive continuous improvement in service industry. As I said earlier, there are feedback forms, and there are certain times there are buttons kept. There are buttons to be pressed. So if the customer is happy with in certain organizations they use smiley. In case if the customer is happy, they will press the button of smiley button. If the customer is not happy, they will use another smiley over there. So these are certain ways where the feedback is collected. And in case if the customer is not able to get any product, there are forms kept. The customer feedback forms are kept at the cash tills. The cashiers encourages them to fill the form and put their feedback. So this is the feedback mechanism available with different organizations. Cashier handles target with accuracy and attention to detail, ensuring billing errors are minimized. Personalized assistance is offered to customers, enhancing their overall shopping journey and loyalty to the store. So in certain hypermarkets and supermarkets where a customer has bought a 5 kg atta, 10 kg atta, or they have bought 5 kilograms of detergent, there is heavy products available, then there is an oil can. So what happens in certain stores, in certain departmental stores as well, personalized services given wherein one housekeeping staff is called. Depending upon what they have shopped, the cashier will signal the supervisor, they will call for an housekeeping person who will ensure that the oil and the higher products are kept below the trolley and the lighter products are kept in the trolley. And this housekeeping guy will escort the customer. He will push the trolley, take the customer to the elevator or to the escalator, or the person will escort to the parking area if the parking is basement. The housekeeping will move with the customer, ensure that they remove all this heavy merchandise, put inside the car, and then they take the trolley back. So this is an example of personalized assistant. Depending upon the organization to organization corporate, different SOPs are in place. And once this service is given, it is called a personalized assistance. And definitely once these services are provided, it gives overall good shopping experience for the customer and they come back again. Scanning efficiency is critical metric measured at every cashier to evaluate the speed and accuracy of billing process. So as I said earlier, that in case if there is four different variants of a particular product, that is where the efficiency is checked. So in case if the there are certain tests also which happens to check the efficiency of the cashiers and how fast they can do the billing, that's done by the head cashier. It reflects the percentage of successfully scanned items out of total items billed, indicating the effectiveness of barcode scanning and technology. So as I said, every cashier has a transaction to every cashier has a target of finishing the maximum number of transactions. So here the scanning efficiency is measured against the number of the items billed versus the number of items scanned. And as I said, that the billing, the timing of billing needs to be reduced. So it should not be more than 5 minutes. There are different stores has different benchmarks. And this is every store has their benchmark. They need to reduce those customer billing time. Scanning efficiency of at least 95% is the standard benchmark with any deviation requiring detailed analysis and corrective action. So in most number of stores, keeping a bill on hold is not allowed. And the 95% is the benchmark. So every cashier is expected to have a scanning efficiency of 95%. Anything below that is not accepted. Higher scanning efficiency leads to faster billing, increased accuracy, significantly enhancing overall operational performance of the store. So if somebody crosses 96-97%, that will result into faster billing, lesser queues at the cash tills, thereby increasing the operational performance and happy customers who's not dropping the merchandise. They are waiting, they are standing in the queue, they do the billing, which generates revenue for the store. Bagging rules are essential guidelines followed during the packaging of purchase items to ensure convenience, safety and customer satisfaction. So there are rules with regards to the bagging as well. There is a bagger always available in certain stores. In case the store size is 30,000 and above, there are different rules again in that as well. So there is a bagger who stands behind the cashier and they do the billing. And what they are also trained in that heavy merchandise is kept in the below and the lighter merchandise is kept up on the above the heavier lines, heavier merchandise. So there are rules also with regards to food and non-food. So in case if customer is carrying two different bags, all food items are packed in one bag, all non-food are packed in another bag. So there are guidelines with that also. There is a checklist for that also. And time and again, the head cashier does the training. They also keep on reiterating it that they need to follow these SOPs. Proper bagging techniques involve strategic placement of items to maximize space utilization and minimize the risk of damage. So in case if a customer has taken pouch, oil pouch, and he's also bought some knife or he might have also shopped for a scissor. It's common sense that the oil is packed separately and non-foods are packed separately. In case the customers have taken fruits or they have taken tomatoes, they need to ensure that the oil pouch is packed separately, tomatoes are packed separately, heavy merchandise is not kept on top, tomatoes are not packed in the bag, and there is soaps which are not kept above the tomatoes. So all these proper bagging techniques involve strategic placement of items and to ensure that there is maximize the space is used and there is minimize the risk of damage of the customer, because that product is already bought, he has paid for that product and that product now belongs to the customer. Differentiating between food and non-food items, perishables and fragile products, ensure proper handling and store it. So as I've said earlier, food, non-food need to be separated, perishables need to be kept, fragile glass products, in case they have bought, or any fragile products they have bought, they need to be packed separately and proper handling needs to be done. Baggers should exercise caution and care while handling glass or fragile items to prevent breakages and ensure customer satisfaction. So in case if the customer has shopped cups or they have shopped for some glass item, they need to ensure that they are packed properly. In case a store has a bubble wrap facility, they need to use that. They need to ensure that there is minimum breakages and all the items, all the merchandise bought are packed in a proper way, giving proper, ensuring proper customer satisfaction.